Make a miracle. Bible verses. My son, give attention to my words, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4, verses 20 and 22. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Did you ever watch I Love Lucy? Lucy would engage in her usual antics, and Ricky would walk in and say, "Lucy, you've got some explaining to do." I think I need to explain something. When I tell people I received a miracle healing from God, they assume God reached down from heaven and poof, all my symptoms were gone. God does heal some people that way. Hallelujah! However, the more common way is what I experienced, walking out my healing in faith. With this type of healing, symptoms go away over time as the person renews his mind to the eternal truth of God's word, which says we've already been healed. Wait, what? How do I do that? Well, I'll tell you what I've learned. First, accept Jesus' gift of grace through faith. Jesus became sin on the cross for us so that we would be forgiven and made righteous. His perfect sacrifice means that you do not have to perform to earn God's love. But you do have to believe and use your faith to release the healing God's already provided. Why? Well, because as James 2, verse 17 says, "Thus also by faith, by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Many of my friends have faith in their hearts, potential energy, but haven't received healing because their faith lies dormant. To activate your resurrection faith, you must believe 1 Peter 2:24, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." You might be asking, "But how can I be healed? I still have symptoms." That's backwards thinking. The natural world was created by God's spiritual word. Bible verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1, verses 1, 2. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis 1, verse 3. God made us to be creators. We create our healing through believing, speaking, and acting on the eternal truth of His Word. That eternal truth changes circumstances in our favor. Viruses die. Tumors vanish. Trauma disappears. But in order for this power to be unleashed, we must believe, speak, and act on God's word in faith. That releases the kinetic energy. Think of the man with a withered hand whom Jesus told to stretch out his fist so he could heal him. Or the blind beggar Jesus instructed to go wash in the pool of Siloam to restore his vision. Or the paralytic Jesus commanded to get up, take his mat, and go home for his legs to be made whole. If these men hadn't believed, said yes, and taken these actions, they would have remained afflicted. God has given you grace and faith as a gift. And to receive all his promises, including healing, it is up to you to believe, receive, and step out in faith. You can start today. Pick something that's challenging to do, but that you enjoy doing. Then meditate on the truth of God's word, "By his stripes you were healed," and from that place of conviction, act. As a faith booster, you can speak while you act. When I started lap swimming again, for example, I used to say in my mind, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. If you find yourself focusing on or fearing your symptoms, remind yourself that your body has no choice but to follow your renewed mind. When your mind and heart believe that you were healed by Jesus' stripes, your body will come into alignment and be restored to full health. Footnote. As David Hawkins writes in his book, The Map of Consciousness Explained, the mind has a consciousness level of 400 and the body 200. The higher consciousness of the mind brings the lower consciousness of the body into alignment with what it believes. If the mind believes the body is healed, then the body must fall in line with that belief, that eternal truth of God. Amen. Praise God.